So he comforted the one who had been silenced and said, "You all can prophesy one by one, so that everyone may learn and everyone may be comforted." Do you see how he again provides the reason for his actions? If he completely forbids the one who speaks in tongues to talk when there's no interpreter because of its unprofitability. It's also reasonable that he would limit prophecy if it doesn't have this quality, but only creates confusion, disturbance, and unseasonable uproar.